This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 3, the Messiah. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 8. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. Does it seem strange that the blind man in this story can't see clearly after Jesus first touches him? If that seems strange, what if I told you that Jesus has touched me many times, and I still can't see perfectly? I'm speaking of my spiritual sight. Jesus has touched my spirit over and over throughout my life. Because of that, I can see spiritual things much more clearly than at first. I'm getting better all the time at seeing the difference between real joy and pleasure, between waiting to do something and procrastinating, and so on. And the more Jesus touches me, the better I can see. Yet my spiritual sight is not yet close to being perfect. The people around Jesus also need a lot of spiritual touches in order to see. This was most true as it related to recognizing who Jesus truly was. Some people thought he was John the Baptist, or Elijah, returned from the dead. They had the spiritual sight to see Jesus a little, but not clearly. Only Peter's eyes had been opened. "You are the Messiah," Peter said. Later on, more people would see that Peter was right. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, you are more than just a prophet or a wise teacher. You are the Messiah, the one who was anointed to take away our sins. Help us to see you clearly. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.